At Melbourne's Trades Hall, these singers are making their voice heard on climate change. They're members of one of 20 choirs across the country that joined forces to sing about the environment on the eve of a United Nations climate meeting in Bonn. Lisa Kendall from the Sustainable Environment Arts Movement says the climate change choirs are sending a powerful message.
It's a fabulous time to be putting some energy into this space, some creative energy, and to be putting the message out there that we actually really care, that we want people to be, we want our leaders to be leading. We want them to take a stand at Bonn, and we want them to honour the commitments that were made at Paris and to be ambitious in the actions that they commit to doing into the future.
Choir member Suzanne Provis says songs can be more powerful than protest chants or political statements.
They're more lyrical, they can tell a story. They tell a story very, very succinctly, very simply. There's always the use of metaphor that gives people an option of thinking different ways about issues.
She says singing also brings humanity together.
When we're a group, we're more powerful. And when we sing together and our voices are heard and those voices are singing words that are about hope and the beauty of the world and keeping that, then we're hoping that's going to inspire other people to really think about climate change.
Australia can expect a less harmonious reception in Bonn. Chaired by Fiji, the focus will be on the Pacific. Fiji-based lecturer on international politics, Dr. Wesley Morgan, expects Pacific leaders to make the most of the global spotlight. While Australia has provided a $300 million climate change package for the Pacific, the region's leaders are demanding a moratorium on new coal mines.
Australia will be facing a lot of heat. Pacific Island countries and Pacific Island leaders are outraged that Australia, the world's largest coal exporter, is planning to subsidise construction of the world's largest export coal mine.
It's not just the Pacific shunning coal. He says the United Kingdom and Canada will use the meeting to launch a global alliance to phase out coal.
There'll be a lot of scrutiny as to why Australia is moving in exactly the opposite direction to what is needed.
Ben Oakhurst from the Australia Institute think tank says the planned Adani coal mine in North Queensland will produce more emissions a year than all the Pacific Islands combined.
Those Pacific countries want to see the world move away from coal, not have a big neighbour in the region, Australia, effectively subsidising what will be the world's biggest coal mine.
He says 2 years on from the Paris Agreement to reduce emissions, this meeting will set the rules for a global stocktake.
These rules and regulations, or the architecture of the scheme, need to be agreed if it's to be credible and if we're to meet those targets.
Australia insists it's on track to meet its commitments under the Paris Agreement. Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg, who will be in Bonn leading Australia's delegation, says Australia's coal is better than others and can supply high-efficiency, low-emissions power plants in India.